We're back again. We're here again.
We are.
That's not a Eurovision song at all, so I don't know why I sang that.
You're creating your own Eurovision song.
Yes,
it sounded quite good.
Thank you. Yes, but we are here again. We're still talking Eurovision. Welcome to Nul Pwar.
Yes, welcome to Nul Pwar on day 4,263 of lockdown, and Cress and I are socially distancing, but we are bringing you another edition of Nul Pwar. And just a word to start this podcast about the next podcast.
Yes, that's how we like to do things now. We like to look to the future because the present's so bleak.
Yes, something exciting happening.
Yes, well, apart from the fact that obviously there'll be lots of Eurovision content coming our way very soon, because it would have been Eurovision very soon, we'll be having a very special guest to discuss it all, William Lee Adams from WeeWee Blogs, the very successful Eurovision blog that gives you all, you know, your Eurovision news. We've certainly been using it during our time here. Very excited to have him on to have a chat with us about what they're going to be doing to mark Eurovision 2020.
Absolutely. And the podcast, the next podcast, will, we think, coincide roundabout with the time that Eurovision was meant to be happening. And we'll talk about that a little bit later on, because there's loads of stuff that is still happening, just not the actual Eurovision Song Contest.
Just not the actual Eurovision.
Now, one of the things I wanted to talk to you about, Cress, is one of the things that seems to be growing in popularity. I know it's been around a while, but it's been growing in popularity in lockdown, and that's Eurovision Again, which is where you can relive a Eurovision Song Contest from the past. And the idea is that everybody watches it together on a Saturday night, almost like you were actually in 1982.
Yes. I see you chose a specific year there, but yes, yes. As by the title, you watch it all again. You tweet along, basically. So everyone's on Twitter with the hashtag Eurovision Again. I believe it was started by Rob Holly, which some of you might know from The Independent, a big Eurovision fan, and. Basically, it's you tweet along, you watch it. It's kind of a nice community feel. But the official, as you said, it's been going on for a little while. But the official kind of Eurovision account is now behind this as well, which means there's loads more years available because they're, you know, letting it be streamed, I believe, as well on YouTube. So there's loads more to watch. I think the latest one they did was Dublin 1997, which was quite a fun year. It's when, obviously, Ireland had won.
Katrina and the Waves.
Yes, yes, yeah. And she does a big thumbs up to the camera. All right there, boys. That was terrible. But yeah, there's...
Sorry, where is Katrina from?
Don't know.
Where's she from?
She's not Irish, is she? So I don't know why I did an Irish accent. No, I know. I know she's not. I know she's not. But... it was the mix of her being in Dublin.
You think she switched her accent when she was in Dublin?
She might have done. She might have been like, God, everyone here is talking Irish. And love
showing a light in every corner of the world.
I mean, that's just offensive anyway.
You've never sung it like this before.
Hello there, Katrina and the Waves here.
I thought it was tradition to put on the accent of whatever country the Eurovision's hosted in.
I'm walking on sunshine. Oh, God. No, I know she's not Irish. I don't know why I did it in an Irish accent. I'm tired, okay? This thing has gotten to me.
Okay, so 1997 was one of the most recent years that they've been doing on Eurovision Again. If you could pick any year to go back to relive in Eurovision history, which would you most want to see again?
I mean, it's for me, and there's a very specific reason why it's got to be this. It's got to be 2010, Oslo, Norway. Mainly just... Oh. Yes.
Alexander Rybak is who.
Well, yes, but actually there's another one. Epic sax guy from Moldova.
Oh, I remember him. Yes, epic sax guy.
So it's got to be that. But also Alexander Rybak, yes. And I believe Jimmy Jump interrupted Spain's performance, which is always fun to see.
Yeah, why not?
I want to see a bit of Jimmy Jump. I'm
interested to see the one from the year of my birth, because I obviously never actually saw that one. So that one interests
me. So 1950.
I knew you were going to do something like that. 1989, I think you'll find.
Yeah.
I'd like to see 1989. I would like to see the one where Wild Dances by Ruslana won, just because
remember.
And I think, and I haven't looked this up, I think that was 2002. That's going to be my guess. But I'm just going to now.
I think she won in 2004.
Oh, 2004. Yeah, 2004. Oh, that was going to be
wrong.
It's going to be my second guess. 2004 then. I'd like to see that one again. And I'd like to see the one where the monsters, remember when they were called the monsters? Lordy. They just kept calling
them. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
and the monsters have won. Okay, yeah, the sort of monsters.
You're like,
I'd like to see that.
Not their name,
was that the next year?
It was very close, wasn't it?
It was. It wasn't far off that. 2006. There we go.
Yeah, 2006,
Okay, so those were the ones I'd like to relive. But I kind of like the idea of going back in time and watching things when things were so much simpler. It was a simpler time.
It's called watching things that have already been recorded, Martin.
Okay.
You're not actually going back in time.
Didn't realise there was going to be sass in this episode.
This coming from the person who just... did Katrina and the Waves in an Irish accent.
That was but, you! So, Chris, I want to tell you about something that I did over the weekend. And before you make any jokes, I'm going to get straight to what it actually was, okay? Because I know what you're like. I took part in a Eurovision little sort of game, I suppose. It was a Eurovision.
You make it sound like some kind of weird thing.
I'm trying to work out how best to describe it. It was like a faux Eurovision. So a load of friends who are Eurovision fans got together, and there was about 30 of us, and each person represented a country, and they sort of created a grand final based on what the bookies thought would get through, and the big five and everything. And then we all watched this video, which had been compiled by the guy who was hosting the party.
Yeah.
All on Zoom. And we watched this video. So we basically watched the songs of the Eurovision Song Contest 2020. They even did little postcards in between where he spoke over it. Like it was really, really well put together. And then we all had to represent the jury of a country. And they did the voting system. So they went round to us and we had to give our votes. They even had graphics with the scoreboard that updated as you went. It was absolutely...
Oh, God, this is very high-tech.
Brilliantly done. So I can report, there's no surprise, but Iceland did win very, very comfortably.
Yes.
And
who did you give your sort of top points to?
Well, I gave my top points to Iceland. And then I went Bueno Baby, Austria, because just
Bueno
thought,
Baby, of course,
just,
yes,
we just
Austria.
Love Bueno Baby, so he's got to get in there. And then I went, because this proved very popular on the night with me, but also with loads and loads of people who were watching on the call. Armenia, which is Chains on You,
Ever Chains on You. Yeah, it was good.
That
was
went
it?
Down. It went down really, really well. That did surprisingly well in the voting in a way I didn't quite think it would before. There was quite a big conversation around Russia. I think people were sort of that it was kind of love to hate that one. It was that did. I actually put that in my top 10 in the end. Because
it was always going to divide people, wasn't it, that one?
Mm. The standout awful performance was Ukraine. Ukraine. Absolutely dreadful. We'd never talked about how bad that song is. I don't think I'd fully understood just how awful it was until I was sitting there watching it in full. Dreadful.
And what was so bad about it?
Well, I mean, have you heard it?
I didn't mind the song on its own, so I'm just wondering if the performance made it particularly awful.
It was out of tune and it was just, it was like smashing your head against a brick wall and then using a cheese grater to just further add to the pain. You know, it was bad.
All right, Graham Norton. Now, one thing I would like to ask Martin, you're saying, you know, all these friends getting involved, you know, doing this, all Eurovision fans, friends. Where was my invite in all of this?
No, the thing is, right, this was a very select. Was a very select party.
Okay.
And I'd got the look. I say they're friends. I didn't know any of them. I got.
But so like your normal friends then.
That's it. That's why I call them friends. People that I have seen.
I see them on the street. They're my friend.
Exactly. No, I got invited by a friend of a friend who was doing this. And so that's, you know.
And they were a friend.
You know, I'm sorry, Cress, that you weren't invited. Don't worry, but wasn't my decision. Don't shoot the messenger.
It's all right. It's fine. I'll live with it. Don't worry.
We'll have to do our own version at some point.
Oh,
Will we be all the different countries?
Will I be invited to that one?
Yeah, you'll be the only one there.
Good. Well, I'm glad to hear you had a great time. And we will obviously be discussing all the other events that people are doing for Eurovision in next week's episode.
Absolutely.
Now, obviously, we were speaking the last episode about the EBU's decision to televise something during the actual, what would have been the actual Eurovision event. And they're calling this Eurovision, Europe Shine a Light.
Mm-hmm.
There it is again.
Europe Shine a Light, Eurovision, Europe Shine a Light. Yep.
Eurovision, Europe Shine a Light. Eurovision, Europe Shine a Light. Thank
you,
Katrina.
Oh, no, don't.
Katrina, you don't even need to speak in the Irish accent anymore. You're not there.
No, you're not even there, Katrina.
There's no point. Yes, but we were wondering, is the BBC going to broadcast it? Because obviously they'd already announced, they're very efficient, the BBC. They'd already announced they were doing their own version, like, you know, showing the acts and talking to people. Now, it does appear that they will be airing it. They are going to air Eurovision, Europe Shine a Light. Or EESAL.
ESAL.
ESAL, as I like to call it, for speed. But when you explain it, that does slow it down. They are going to broadcast it, but it seems to be, now it doesn't look like they've confirmed this for definite, but they have told certain people that this is what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
That it seems to be...
Why are you laughing?
No, it seems to be they will broadcast it, but on iPlayer.
Are you all right?
I don't know. I'm sorry. Oh, I do apologise for the one person that's listening to this. It's all got to me, Martin. It's all got to me. I'm in quite hysterics. But the important news is it's going to be broadcast, but on iPlayer.
Okay, good. I'm glad we got there in the end. So I don't know what the decision was. I can only assume that the BBC made their decision to do it. In my head, this is how it played out. The BBC made their decision to do the Graham Norton one. And then the EBU went, oh, that's a good idea. We should do like a Europe-wide version of that. And the BBC, but we already thought of that first. We were already doing it. We got Graham Norton. And
us, BBC.
Then they went, well, we're doing it anyway. And they're like, well, now we can't.
You.
We've already paid Graham. he's already
for the
involved.
Year.
Yeah.
That's how it works. We pay him up front.
Yeah.
Well, that was silly. They'll broadcast their own version on presumably BBC One or two. And then, this will still go ahead. I wonder if at the same time, or I guess because it's available on the iPlayer, you can just watch it whenever. And it's not like it's, you know, it'll be, I don't know if it'll be made available at a certain time on that day or if it'll just be available on the whole Saturday and then you can watch it at whatever time you want. So they're basically putting precedence on their own.
Yeah,
show.
They are, which you can understand. However, as much as I I'm interested in watching both of them. If I had to pick, yeah. I'd pick the actual EBU Eurovision one. And really, yeah. I don't see why we couldn't have both. I mean, it's not like they're swimming in content at the moment. They could put them both out, but just at different times, couldn't they? They could put one out one after the other. They could do it. They could do whatever they wanted, but they've chosen to not air it at all and put it just to stream.
Well, I suppose the thing is that they, you know, that they want to be behind their own official one, and I guess it's good at least it will be shown in some way. Although, to be honest, you know, you can also watch Europe Shine a Light. It's going to be broadcast on their official YouTube channel, so even if your broadcaster isn't showing it, you can also watch it on that. And all 41 participating broadcasters are going to air it. It's just the BBC will be the one airing it on iPlayer rather than on one of their official channels.
Oh, well, okay. At least we get to see it. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's about it then, isn't it? How are you, Cress? I feel like I need to ask this now because I'm a little worried.
No, don't say that. Oh, and can I just say, in this Europe Shine a Light, you know I was saying what would be a great song to sort of represent what's going on with Eurovision at the moment. And I said, Johnny Logan, What's Another Year? Well, they're going to have fans from across the world in a virtual sing-along, dressed up, forming a huge Eurovision choir, singing Johnny Logan's What's Another Year.
Well, very good.
You were saying, what's Johnny Logan got to do with it? There you go. They just stole... They listened to that podcast and just stole my idea.
So long as they're whatever they do is better than Paul McCartney singing Lady Madonna on that. Anything is better than that. I'm sorry, Paul. I love you. I've seen you before. Yeah. You're great. That was bad.
On the street.
Yeah, he's my friend.
See your friend now.
Yeah.
It's not how it works, Martin.
Right, I'm going to go off to do nothing, so I'll see you soon.
Oh, good. I might join you in that. Not together, though.
Oh, no.